My name is Claude LeBoeuf. I'm giving the talk this morning. And I was thinking that this month makes 3 years since I've retired. For the first 18 months of my retirement, I followed what I think is probably the traditional path of an active retiree. I was working about 15 hours a week at a Chinese medicine clinic in Boston Chinatown. Specifically, I was doing a mixture of shiatsu and Chinese tuina massage, which are both Asian body therapies. As well as doing that, I was also becoming much more active with dealing with environmental groups. After those first 18 months, Massachusetts changed their laws to where you needed to have a Massachusetts state license to do any kind of body therapy. And my formal training had been at a Chinese medicine clinic in Connecticut. And I didn't have a Massachusetts license, and it would have been cost prohibitive for me to get one. So I stopped working. I was no longer insurable. Now, I felt pretty resentful about this sudden bad luck. I figured that I had prepared pretty well for my retirement. And now I had a situation that I didn't cause, and I didn't have any control over. Now, this time coincides when I began coming here to First U. I looked at the volunteering activities here at church. And the interesting thing about that is that there was quite a lot of things to choose from, so I could easily get involved with things that match my abilities and avoid those that didn't. As well as doing this, I had a lot of time where I could just think about life in general and myself as a person. I think of myself as a young elementary school student in the early 1960s. Think of myself as being an active, an intelligent person, and for whatever reason, was never able to connect socially with any of my peers. And over the years, I wonder about this sometimes. And I end up figuring that had there been evaluation programs back then, I'd have probably been diagnosed with some kind of a social deficiency. So the early 60s becomes the late 1960s, the time of the hippie counterculture. One aspect of that culture was of great interest in Asian spiritualities. And even though I myself wasn't part of the culture, I did become interested in Chinese Taoism. I've been raised in a family of people who were very moral, very ethical, and also just didn't care about organized religion at all. I felt the same way. For me, Taoism presented answers to some of the problems I was dealing with. Now, Taoism comes in a lot of different styles. Most of them are pretty complex, pretty mystical. But in spite of this, there are some basic principles common with all of them. And one of those principles is the idea of doing therapeutic and meditative exercises as a way of achieving a balanced and full energy flow within ourselves. Another concept is the idea of having a good relationship with the world of nature as a means of establishing a powerful connection with Tao. And the word Tao sometimes translates to mean a universal life energy. And it was this connection with nature that made me decide to take part in a river cleanup on the first Earth Day in the year 1970. I was in high school. And I'd have to say that this was the first time I ever felt connected to something bigger, more open, and more vast than just myself alone. The year after that, I was beginning military service, specifically being trained to be a paramedic to work on search and rescue crews. I have to admit, I never did any of that exciting movie kind of stuff with this. But I also can say that I did do a lot of nice pre-hospital care for people who had suffered injuries. And after 4.5 years, my time commitments were all done. And I gladly accepted my honorable discharge late in the year 1975. So from here, why don't I just fast forward the 40 years? During all those years, I worked a lot of different jobs, took lots of classes and training courses. I gained a college degree, a license, and a few certificates. In spite of the fact that I was pretty intelligent, educated, having some nice working skills, I was never able to make that become a full-time professional career. Sometimes I think of this and feel that life has been really unfair to me. But other times I think of the fact that I did do a lot of part-time and temporary work using my abilities. One example is that I spent quite a few years subbing as a school teacher. Another example is I spent 14 years designing and implementing therapeutic exercise programs. I did all this work for young students having serious emotional and behavioral challenges. And to tell the truth, I never worked any miracles. But to be equally truthful, I did teach a lot of these young people effective coping strategies to deal with life's problems. Another overview of my 40 years would be to say that I dealt with a lot of serious situations of my own. One example of this is a lot of tragedies involving people that used to be in my life. Another example is me having to often deal with people that treated other people hurtfully and disrespectfully. I sometimes use the expression a spirit killer to describe that kind of a person. And even though by now I had some really effective coping strategies, I have to admit there were many times I felt just totally heartbroken with life situations. So, a third overview of my 40 years is to say that I experimented twice with organized religion, each time in the way of mainstream Protestant churches. And one fact about this is that both were really uplifting experiences to me. Another fact is that there was something just missing with both. The end result being me practicing my Taoism even more intensely. For 9 years, I didn't go to church at all. Now, all this time traveling brings me to the year 2016. I'm 63 years old. I'm getting ready to retire. Coming here to First U. Doing a lot of work for the Bernie Sanders campaign. This is a really magical time for me. Now, I mentioned Taoism a couple of times this morning, and I suspect most people think this is just doing Tai Chi and Qigong exercises, and those are for sure a really big part of my daily practice. It's also part of just a complete worldview to me. It's about me gathering up, converging all kinds of different energies. It's about me sometimes feeling that I've been rejected, victimized, trapped, and isolated in my life. It's about other times feeling that I've been successful, empowered, self-assured, and purposeful. And that second set of feelings is a great counterweight to the first. Some days, I'll live inside my intellectual head, so to speak. I'll think of my energies as being nothing more than muscle movements, circulation of hormones and enzymes and bodily fluids, or zapping and zinging of electrical current through my nervous system. Other days, I'll interact with a distressed person or an organization. Now, my energies become part of this whole package that I call me. Different channels will open up. My energies will radiate outwards. There'll be an exchange back and forth, giving and taking between myself and the world around me. This will become a bending and flexing with the cycles of nature and the changing situations of life. Now, my energies become partly physical energy, partly my emotional energy, partly my mental energies, and partly my spiritual energies. All these will combine together to become my voice. My voice will reach out and express itself towards my Tao, my own personal life energy. And during that reaching, a very calm, very quiet, but also very intense and potent feeling of vitality will come to me. I'll end up thinking to myself, if it feels good, do it!